Shocking news tonight in the wake of that helicopter crash that killed NBA superstar Kobe Bryant. LA County now demanding Kobe's widow, Vanessa, get a psychiatric evaluation. NewsNation's Felicia Bolton joins us now with more. So, Felicia, tell us why this medical exam?
It sounds a little bit strange when you first hear it, but according to legal experts, it's actually pretty normal whenever it comes to a case like this. And it all comes down to proof. The question is, did the alleged leaked photos cause Vanessa Bryant harm? Or was it the helicopter crash itself? Legal experts say the answer to this question will determine the outcome of this case.
The world watched as Vanessa Bryant bid a public farewell to her husband Kobe and daughter Gianna.
A couple weeks before they passed, Kobe sent me a sweet text and mentioned how he wanted to spend time together. Just the two of us, without our kids, because I'm his best friend first. We never got the chance to do it.
Both Kobe Bryant and Gianna died in a January 2020 helicopter crash that claimed the lives of seven others. Following the crash, photos of the crime scene leaked publicly. In a lawsuit, Bryant claims the LA Sheriff Department and county fire employees are responsible for the leak. Bryant publicly posted the suit on her Instagram. Her lawyers claim one deputy in particular took between 25 and 100 photos of the crash scene on his personal cell phone. And photos of the remains quickly spread within the sheriff's department, then were shared publicly with citizens and while at a bar. Then one patron emailed a complaint to the sheriff's department about what happened. Before the case goes to trial, Los Angeles County is requesting Bryant and the other plaintiffs all take an independent psychiatric examination. The county is also arguing that the plaintiffs cannot be suffering distress from accident site photos that they have never seen and that were never shown publicly.
So you're dealing with some form of mental anguish. And in that case, the only way that a court could determine or a jury could determine that someone suffered is by expert testimony. That's the only way.
Dmitry Shaknovich is a legal expert. Although attorneys for Bryant and the other plaintiffs are fighting against the examinations, he says it will be necessary for them to win the case.
So typically what would happen is you would have, it sounds insensitive and it sounds incredibly difficult, but you need some way for a jury to determine whether or not the plaintiffs could make out a case for emotional distress. And this is really the best way the courts have determined that it could be done.
And we all have to wait and see if Bryant will comply or if a judge will even agree to this. The case is scheduled for trial in February.
Well, as he said, I mean, it does certainly sound insensitive.
It sounds extremely harsh, but it is the best way to prove if, in fact, there was any type of issues there or any type of harm, really.
Right. All right. Alicia, thank you for that.